This is Sienna, Assistant Editor of Voice. In the following podcast, you'll hear the edited audio of my interview with the team behind the short film His Hands during our interview series on Instagram. Darius Shu and Aaron Blake co-wrote, co-directed and co-produced the Tribeca-nominated short film, and we chat about their creative processes as well as making art on a limited budget. Enjoy. If you could just introduce His Hands and tell us a little bit more about it.
Great. So His Hands is it's a story of two men of different age meeting for the strangest encounter of their lives. And it's a silent film. So there's zero dialogues in the entire film. And okay. Basically, we were just using the power of music, sound, cinematography, and acting performances to have this narrative around the story, and we're letting the people decide on what the narrative is. So it's up to the interpretation to what it is. So I think it's interesting that I get back like 10 different versions of the story. And it's always great to see, because my ultimate goal is always to have metaphors built within each frame of the film. Sure. And I always think filmmaking is an art form. So it's like you're going to an art gallery.
Amazing. I love that. I love that. My next question to ask you is, within the film, there's themes such as loneliness and isolation. And my question is, why did you decide to focus on these films in His Hands?
Genuinely, I think it's because we're living in such a world that is very much reliant on social media. And I think the theme of loneliness, it's something that is getting more and more relatable with people nowadays. And that goes the same between the young generation and the old generation, which we touch upon as well in our film, and the differences of how each generation experience loneliness in a way. And they experience loneliness in such different ways.
Sure.
Yeah, and in terms of isolation, I mean, it's crazy because we shot that film three years ago. And, you know, we created this story that is set within a flat. And as most short films, it's best to keep everything simple and, you know, within one location. And so we set it within a flat. And who knew 2 years later, we're all actually stuck at home, quarantined because of coronavirus.
Okay, so 13-minute short film was shot over 4 days and it had a budget of £200.
Yeah.
So despite these kind of limited resources, you've clearly created a big impact.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, how did you go about approaching a production with fairly limited resources?
So let me try to get this summarized properly.
Yeah.
So we wrote the script within one day at the BFI back in, I think it was March 2018. And I remember the last thing when we wrote the script, I told Aaron, like, what should we call the film? And not gonna lie that we actually went to different body parts and see what actually looks and sound the best, but we end up with His Hands. Not just because it sounded nice, but it was actually making sense to the story as well. It's a metaphor by itself.
Yeah.
And within the next 3 weeks, we started finding like props and stuff like that. And one of the hardest props, I think, that I can remember was the earrings. And it was a prominent object in the film as well. So we were finding, we were going up and down in London trying to find the right shape, the right colour, and that would look great on Aaron as well on camera. And when we wrote the script, we had the idea of a young man and an old man. And we knew 100% that our good friend Philip would be perfect for the old man, to play the old man. Also, believe it or not, that was his comeback to acting after 50 years.
Wow.
So it's a huge thing for him. He was really excited about it. And so there was no crew involved. That's why it was £400. No crew involved. Basically, the three of us doing the entire production. Like when I was setting up the camera, Aaron would be doing production design, moving the furniture around. And Philip would be making us like 100 cups of tea on set. Very much we actually pull it off. In an ideal world, I should have an assistant camera because I was doing three things at once.
Okay.
I was moving the camera, framing the shot, and focusing as well, because we were doing it on manual focus. And so, yeah, I was doing three things at once. Shot over 4 days over Easter weekend. It was a very cold winter, as far as I can remember. It's a cold winter, very gloomy, and we shot it all in natural light, which we had like 10 hours of consistent daylight because of the gloomy weather. Yeah, so that was a plus point, and it looked great at the end. So, yeah.
Amazing. It's a great story. My next question is kind of related to that, and it's for filmmakers who might be young and they don't have a lot of access to resources, what advice would you give them to just start making films?
Do you know what? I think I would just say just do it, because with the amount of resources that we have nowadays, whether it's a camera or you could go to a rental house to rent a camera or equipment at a very reasonable rate. So in this day of age, you know, I think there is just no excuse to not do anything, because we have lots of technology and that's on the rise. We have the camera on our iPhones, which we have everything in the palm of our hands. And speaking of iPhones as well, I haven't really talked about this much, but there's this one shot. That's one of the opening shots of His Hands, where we have this skyline shot of London and we have the shard in it. And a lot of people think that's like a drone shot or a helicopter shot, but it wouldn't be a helicopter shot because we only shot it in 4 quid. But yeah, that was actually shot on an iPhone 6 and we went up to the Sky Garden.
Oh, wow.
To shoot the skyline of London.
That's such a good idea.
And so, yeah, I think we could, you know, we can just do anything with what we have and make the best out of it.
I have another question for you while we wait for people to ask questions. And it's, you were nominated for Tribeca's Best Narrative Short Film, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So that's quite amazing, because we did this little film over Easter weekend, as I said. And while everyone else was enjoying the Easter weekend, we spent 4 days doing this little film of ours, which ended up being world premiered at Tribeca Film Festival last year. Yeah. So we flew over to New York and we had an amazing red carpet. We had press. We met Robert De Niro as well. Lots of, we had 4 nights at the theater screening alongside other shorts as well. And so far we had amazing reviews of the film from different publications, producers, film critics, and it's currently streaming on Amazon Prime Video. And we have lots of rave reviews on Amazon as well, which we find it really exciting and interesting to see what the feedback, considering it is a silent film and people are actually feeling, haunted by the story and the emotions and the acting performances, which,
amazing. Congratulations.
It's been a great journey ever since.
Yeah, expecting it to like get that big so quickly, or was it more
we actually sent to many festivals, and so we were really surprised when I had the call from New York saying that you were selected and you're going to have your world premiere at New York. It's quite a lucky, I wouldn't say I'm not sure there's luck, but then it's just we were really lucky to actually
a lot work. Of hard work.
So our hard work actually paid off.
Definitely. I've got another question. It's kind of about the time that we're in at the moment. And as an artist who's been staying at home, how have you been kind of staying motivated artistically and creatively during the past couple of months? And do you have any tips for people who might be struggling in that front?
Yeah, so I've been stuck at home for like 2 months now. It's mad. Yeah. But right now, I think what we could do is just brainstorming and planning for what the next project is, because most productions are at pause. We can't really go out and shoot, we can't go to anywhere literally. So for me, I'm just being creative and productive by writing more scripts, thinking of ideas, collaborate with new people if you have online on Instagram or anywhere online, meet up, have a chat, drop a message if you like to collaborate with someone. So that's what's keeping me productive and sane in lockdown.
Amazing. And I've actually just got one more question for you today. And it's, have you been watching or reading or listening to anything in the past couple of months that you would really love to recommend?
I've watched a TV series, Hollywood, which was very nice. It was Ryan Murphy's Hollywood that was done very beautifully, and everything. other films that I've watched. I've watched the art house film In Fabric.
Okay.
And that was really interesting. It was really unique. It's a British indie film, and that was. Yeah, I think that's pretty much actually. I'm just looking at new films as well, even from after watching Parasite. I kind of like, you know, kind of dig into like Korean cinema as well, seeing what sort of style and what sort of filmmaking techniques in the other parts of the world, and that sort of like bring inspiration as well. So.
I have actually come up with one more question I'd like to ask. Personally, I'm interested in. How did you get into filmmaking? Are you 22 or did I read that wrong? And whatever it is, you're quite young.
I'm 26.
26. Still a young filmmaker to be nominated for a Tribeca Award. So how did you kind of get into filmmaking and cinematography?
I did film school at the Arts University of Bomber 3 years ago. I did my film school studying cinematography. And at the same time, I did a film called Secret Child as well. And that was a professional short film in London. And so while I was studying, I was actually doing some professional jobs as well in the industry. And that sort of like helped me get some, you know, networks and contacts as well. And after graduating, I kind of did more short films and commercials as well. International commercials. And I did for Chanel, I did for Coach, which I was flew over to Paris, New York. I think it was kind of like a good journey. Last year was a pretty good journey. I did a few films. And now this year, we were just planning for what's next after once the lockdown is over. And I think just start doing more stuff. This is a good time to actually think of what's the next project.
Amazing. Well, that's really good to hear. An interesting journey as well. Thank you so much. Okay, so just waiting for Aaron Blake to join now, who is the co-director and co-producer of His Hands. Hi, Aaron.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. How are you?
Good. Yeah, I am well, thank you. So you are actually in the film itself. You're in His Hands. So my first question is kind of, because there's a team of three of you, so you were acting as well as writing, producing. So what was that like, kind of straddling all the elements of film production as well as acting in it as well?
It was an absolute joy. I think when you have a clear idea of what you want to achieve and accomplish, it makes the journey so much easier.
Right.
When your vision is so clear and then you meet someone like Darius who you sort of bond with very firmly, it just comes alive itself, and it feels effortless, really, and it's magic. It's really magic.
That's great. My next question for you is kind of the decision around not including dialogue in the film, because when I watched His Hands, it was quite a striking element for me. Obviously, there's a soundtrack, but there wasn't any spoken word or dialogue. So why did you kind of choose to do that?
We wanted to challenge ourselves, really. It's a good question. We wanted to challenge ourselves to create a film that would speak to people through visuals, really, and have the audience believe that they were witnessing a conversation between these two people when in fact they hadn't at all. And we thought if we can pull that off, there's a few short silent films that do have dialogue, don't have dialogue, and we just really thought that we'd try and challenge ourselves to create something that would transcend different countries as well. So anyone can watch it, and there's no barrier in dialogue, or because we all just look at each other and we all use our faces. So we had those, so we put those to good use. And also budget did play a big part in that as well, because when you are limited to a small budget, obviously sound, post sound is expensive.
Sure.
So that was also an element that we took into consideration. So yeah, it was those two things really, and they marry together really well.
Definitely. And I think it's very effective when you watch it as well. Very strong. So I kind of touched on this with Darius earlier. And he mentioned, you know, we kind of talked about the isolation theme that comes up in the film, and about the fact that some people have seen this as it foreshadowing COVID-19, and you talked about interpretations. So my question is, what are your thoughts in this interpretation of it kind of foreshadowing the virus? Or to what extent do you think that audiences should figure out their own interpretation?
I think it's interesting that different people have said that they saw that as a sort of sign. That could be that because we were promoting it around this time as well, so people watched it and they got that from it. But yeah, the other character in the film, played by Philip Brisebois, he's an older gentleman. So a lot of people were interpreting that I was the virus coming to the house and basically killing him off. But we never give a clear understanding as to how or what happens to him. So we've left that up to the audience to decide. But yeah, I think when you are watching something that doesn't have dialogue, that is visual, I think people can fill in the gaps and come up with their own ideas. And I think it's very interesting that people have said that. So it's great. I love it. I think it's great. Obviously, yeah. The virus. I don't have the virus.
No. Just the interpretation. Amazing. So my next question is, if you have any tips for young people who want to get into script writing or producing?
Yes, I would just say do it. And I think Darius also said that. That's our very sort of quick answer to any question like that. It's just to do it, because if you don't take on something that's been in the back of your head for some time and you don't actually jump, then you'll never know what could happen. And, you know, me and Darius created this film. We wrote the script in one day. We filmed it over 4 days, £400. And it was our first one together. And it ended up being selected for Tribeca Film Festival.
Yeah.
And that I feel that gives hope to people to actually just do it, because you should never be scared. And there's so much available to us now with technology. I know post in film is obviously very important. Nobody wants to watch something with bad sound. Maybe they, sure. I don't know. or visuals. But I think if you're intelligent enough to understand what makes a good story or doesn't, then that's all you need, really. And just to be surrounded by people that get your vision and are on the same page. And I feel strongly that me and Darius have that, and it's a joy to work together. It's effortless. It's really great. I love it.
Amazing. That's great to hear. Wonderful. So one of my next questions is kind of about the time that we're living at the moment, and the fact that we're in our houses at home. And I wondered whether you have any recommendations, if you've been watching or listening or reading anything at the moment, you could recommend to people.
Yeah, so I'm very late to the party with this one. You've probably seen it. I've just started watching The Handmaid's Tale. Yeah, I'm on episode 3 at the moment. But yeah, Margaret Atwood was fantastic. And I've just started a membership with Masterclass online.
Oh, yeah.
You know these masterclasses. And I watched hers, and it was really insightful and fantastic and such a great woman. And I've been really enjoying those. They've been passing the time nicely. So yeah, I've been watching those. I've been reading some plays, and also writing. Me and Darius have now started our new feature film, our first feature together.
Wow.
So we're about halfway through the script, and yeah, that's going really well. And we're very excited about it.
Cool. Can you tell me anything more? Is it all under wraps at the moment?
It's slightly under wraps. I don't want to sound annoying, but yeah, it's under wraps.
No worries. We'll speak to you in a bit later about
and I'll tell you.
Awesome. Do you have any tips for people to stay motivated creatively whilst we're in our homes?
Yeah, well, I've been slightly strange, really. I haven't really gone out.
Okay.
Which sounds like, even for a walk, and I think that's because I'm slightly hypochondria. I have that a little bit. But just sitting in the garden and just having a change of scenery is obviously very important during this time, because you can feel very flat, and mental health obviously comes into it, and you have to be very, very headstrong. So I think losing yourself in film, a book, creating, that's the best thing we can do. Paint pictures.
Yeah.
If you don't paint, pick up a brush and paint something. I think it's very important just to keep your creativeness going, because when this eventually comes to an end, you want to go back out there feeling that you've learned something, not just about this experience, but something about yourself and create something, and not feel that the time was massively wasted, I feel, because we can all just sit around, and I don't think many people are, but you can fall into that trap of just becoming very, well, it's another day, it feels like the last day, it feels like the same day as before. So you have to give it some structure and be very sort of headstrong, really. It takes a lot, but I think it will pay off in the long run. You have to keep those creative juices flowing.
Absolutely. I really love that advice. I think that'd be really helpful for our young people. Fab, thank you so much for joining us today.
I really hope you enjoyed our chat with Darius and Aaron. You can find more info about His Hands at silverprincepictures.com/His Hands or by searching His Hands in Amazon Prime Video. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please subscribe and review this show. And if you're looking for something else to listen to, then head over to our sister podcast, Voice Extra. Voice Extra, managed by our voice contributors, is a weekly podcast where they talk about the latest articles they've written and the art and culture they're enjoying. Until next time, stay safe, stay creative, and we'll see you on Voice.